This is Lake Effect on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Audrey Nowakowski. 21-year-old Stephen Hull from Racine picked up the guitar 7 years ago and taught himself how to play the blues. He started the Stephen Hull Experience in 2018 and has been playing gigs in the Milwaukee and Chicago areas ever since. His band was a finalist in the 2021 Interstate Music Awards. They were one of 7 bands chosen as a finalist from around the country, and they walked away with a second-place prize last month. Hull spoke to WUWM's Mayon Silver about how he got into playing the blues.
So I have always liked, you know, good old-school music, but I was fortunate enough to have my father, who liked blues somewhat, and he had found a radio station, I believe it's 1290 out of Milwaukee. I forgot who the radio host used to be, but a program called the Saturday Morning Blues Brunch, and I used to listen to that on the way to the barbershop every weekend.
Hello Central, please give me 209.
Nice. And did anything stick out to you, like on the way to the barbershop? Like, what was that feeling?
Hello Central.
It always made me feel like I was listening to something that really just it clicked in my head. Like, I've listened to, you know, Motown stuff since I was, you know, really little, but this is what was hitting me in my soul.
I'm just trying to talk to my babe. She done moved way on now.
And that's the thing, you're self-taught. I want to ask you in a little bit if you've had any formal training at this point, but what do you think about the idea, you just kind of touched on it, that the blues is really something you have to feel? You might be able to teach yourself how to play technically, but if you don't have that blues kind of soul, then you can't really do it. Do you feel something like that?
Oh, absolutely. And there's been a lot of controversy over Joe Bonamassa, who's, you know, a front runner of the blues world today. Is that he's technically proficient, and some of the things I've seen him play, and I know some of the things that other people have seen him play, are just phenomenal. He's a great player, but, you know, what he's lacking in the soul area. And so that's what makes it hard for a lot of people to get on board. And the flip side of that is I've seen so many older bluesmen who aren't technically proficient, but they'll play and they'll sing, and it's just like, that's the blues. You know it when you hear it.
Yeah. And can you flesh it out a little bit? What are you feeling when you're playing the blues? Do you just go there into the space of, like, blues soul, or can you articulate a little bit about what it's like for you?
It's an interesting feeling, because when you're in it, you're not really thinking too much. You're listening to either the other people you're playing with, or your, you know, if you're playing by yourself, you're creating that space where you can either challenge yourself, you know, coming up with different new ideas or something like that, playing something that is a little bit more difficult to play, or you're kind of bouncing ideas off of this music that's been created, and you're just enjoying yourself. Like, you're flowing through your instrument. Like, I've had several moments on stage where it's just like, I'm not playing that guitar. I don't know who is, but it sure sounds good.
Like, you're in the zone.
100%. Like, it has to come from your soul and has to be a 100% vibe.
And I did want to follow up. Have you had any formal training at this point? Like, have you followed any music players along or gone to any teachers or anything like that?
I've had a few people teach me a few things, you know, standard licks, and like, oh, it's like, oh, I've always wanted to learn how to play this song, and they'll go, oh, this is how. But as far as when it comes to technique and such, I haven't really had any formal training. I did take piano lessons when I was a young child, but I quit about a year or two before I started playing guitar.
Ticket agent said my ticket's played out, and he'll see that I don't ride, and that's the show.
Have Have you gotten comparisons to other blues artists? Do you have any inspirations?
Well, I have many inspirations. If we're talking old school originals, we're talking Albert King. He's my main influence. We have B.B. King, Lightnin' Hopkins, Elmore James, Robert Johnson. I listen to him. And if we're talking modern day, I'd have to say Jontavious Willis, who is a mentor of mine. He's a brother from another mother. thank God I got to know him, and he's really become a brother to me, especially over this last year. And then we have Marquise Knox. He's out of St. Louis. That brother, hoo-wee. He actually was on a tour opening for ZZ Top, I want to say, for their 2019 season.
Nice. Well, that's a long line, and February is Black History Month. How does playing the blues as an art form started by rural black folk in the Deep South in the late 1800s, early 1900s, how does that connect you to black history?
So it is, in fact, a story. Whether most people realize it or not, you can't separate the black from the blues. It's 100% a cultural story that is just in a more, I want to say, digestible form. Like, we're able to listen to it, get something out of it, and then move on about our day. Versus, you know, a poem not everyone might understand, but a pleasant sounding song we all kind of digest on some level.
One more time.
I personally find it to be really telling, because I'm a bit of a historian a little bit. I'm getting more into blues history as time goes on, but I like being able to listen to a song, listen to how it sounds, like the audio quality, down to the licks that they're using, the chords, the riffs, and then the story that they're telling.
About this woman of mine. Now, she don't ever treat me right, but I got something for her, let me tell you. I'm gonna tell her all about the blues.
Although this is more of a jazz tune that I'm going to use as an example, but Strange Fruit, when it's sung by Billie Holiday, you know, you got to think about what that song really means.
Well, and the first appearance of blues is often dated to the ending of slavery and juke joints that started up. And it's kind of like it's such a beautiful art form, but it's making beauty and soul and joy out of sometimes pain, right?
100%. And that's one thing I find to be beautiful about the black experience, is that no matter what, there's always going to be that silver lining that someone can make out of it. Resilience is just one of the most astonishing things that I've come to recognize about the black community.
And do you think that there are lessons in this blues music for the racial justice movement, to end police brutality, to bring more equity to the black community? Do you think that there's a place for blues in this movement?
Oh, absolutely. Gary Clark Jr. came out with a song not too long ago. I want to say it's called This Land, where it has, you know, I guess by today's standards, some explicit language. But basically, it's him, his political stance on a lot of the things going on in this world today. Although some might view the blues as an outdated source of music, anything is bound to change with, you know, the passage of time. So you can have it as traditional or as updated as you want, but it'll still always be the blues, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, and it can be incorporated into so many different kinds of music and yeah, even on its own, but also as mixings, you know? What impact does playing the blues have on the rest of your life, like your daily life? Like, if you're not playing the blues or listening to the blues, what sort of lessons can you take from the blues into your life?
That everyone, whether we all know it or not, we're all going through something. And although it might suck, you know, for a period of time, it ain't always going to be that bad. hopefully. You know, you got to have that ray of sunshine somewhere waiting for you. I know that I personally cannot stand the day job I work right now. I miss playing gigs all the time. You know, that was the best part of my life so far. But I know that, you know, as much as I'm going through right now, you know, working and whatnot, I'll be able to make it through this and get back to doing what I really love.
You touched upon it a little bit. We're obviously in a pandemic. It's totally clamped down on all life in the arts. There's no gigs, there's no dance performances, no theater. How has that affected your music making?
I personally don't write too much, although I'm getting more and more time to do so now. I was mainly a performer, so that put a damper on like my income. I wasn't able to, you know, express myself musically. I don't meet with my band regularly anymore. So it's like I got put in basically an entire isolation away from an entire way of life.
Yeah. Well, you did have the bright spot, which was the Interstate Music Competition. So, and you, I'm sure you have lots more plans going forward to continue playing the blues. Stephen Hull, thank you so much for coming on Lake Effect.
My pleasure.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening. How y'all doing out there? My name is Stephen Hull. This is a Stephen Hull Experience, and we're going to play a little bit of blues for you.
Stephen Hull is a Racine blues musician. He spoke to WUWM's Mayon Silver. This is his band, the Stephen Hull Experience, playing the Albert King tune, Got to Be Some Changes Made. You can hear more interviews like this one by visiting the Lake Effect page at WUWM.com.
Changes made. Hey, baby, I said there's gotta be some changes made. You're so wise, darling. I found another girl to take your place.